you offer tours around some of the rock and roll haunts of London. Have you decided which places warrant featuring? Because I guess there are so many.
There are more than you can get round in 3 hours, certainly, which is a kind of the regular length of the tour. And to be honest, I do mix it up and change it depending on who. And one of the first things I do when I've got people that, you know, that I'm taking around, is I ask them, you know, what their favourite bands are. And a lot of the tour can be guided by what people's responses are. Typically, there's a lot of Beatles, Rolling Stones. This year, there's been a sharp spike in, you know, interest in David Bowie. And so, and The Who, and, you know, and the regular kind of old 60s, 70s bands that you'd be interested in. I seem to get fewer punk or new wave or 80s or 90s people on tours, but that's fine by me. So, you know, how I choose is pretty much dictated by what people say when I first meet them. But it always ends up at Abbey Road, where, you know, you can't not. You know, that's one of those have to. So, yeah. I mean, so there's a lot of Rolling Stones, a lot of David Bowie. But if it's a small group, you know, and they're all really interested in one thing, then we'll just skip a lot of things as well and spend a lot, you know, more time doing the things that they're interested in.
I noticed that you've got a section of your website with rock shots where you recreate famous poses, Carnaby Street, obviously Abbey Road, that type of thing. Is that really popular? Do people actually come clutching album covers wanting to recreate a scene?
They do, actually. And in some cases, it's really easy to do. In some cases, it's really difficult. You know, the Oasis on What's the Story, Morning Glory on Berwick Street is really easy to do because it looks exactly the same as it did at 5 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday in 1995. So we can do that. Abbey Road is exactly the same. That hasn't moved, the crossing. Some people say it's moved 10 feet or so. It hasn't. It's in exactly the same place. Abbey Road's still there. David Bowie's is a little bit more difficult in Heddon Street in Soho, or Mayfair, rather, I should say, because there's a restaurant and they've got all these trees and tables outside where he was standing with he had his foot on top of the dustbin. So that's a tough one. But, yeah, that's certainly the most popular thing on the tour is recreating the photos and the covers and, you know, even the back cover of Oasis is quite popular. And, of course, even though we can't do the front cover of Ziggy Stardust, around the corner there's the phone box, so we can do that one instead. So, yeah, I mean, that's a really popular thing for people to stand in the place where the exact spot, and I make sure it's the exact spot when we go around as well. I tell people, you have to stand there, and that's where it was, and then we'll do the photos. And then I'll send them to them later on. So that's that's a big feature.
Are they mostly Brits or are they people from abroad that go on your tours generally?
Okay, so last Sunday was one from Tennessee, one from Georgia, one from Alabama, one from the Philippines, one from Mexico, and three from Market Harbor up north. So I don't, you know, it's an absolute mix of people. You never know what you're gonna and then 2 weeks ago there were four people from Finland. All obsessed with David Bowie, completely obsessed with David Bowie, and young too, like not far apart, you know, past 18, between 18 and 25. So, you know, it's amazing. It never ceases to amaze me how, you know, how they have their absolute fascination with English music at such a young age. And I'm always curious as to find out how, you know. And also, they speak English so well, and, you know, and a lot of it's because of their love of our music. You know, they have to learn English so that they know what's going on in the songs.
Have you ever had a request to go somewhere that's really surprised you? I don't know, somebody asking for Leo Sayer or something like that, just somebody that was a bit, you know, perhaps a bit forgotten, somebody that is not an international star, that you thought, blimey, why are they so interested in that person after this time?
I do encourage it, actually, because there are those quirky little weird little one-off things that, you know, that I know that I'm waiting for someone to ask me. It hasn't happened yet. I think someone asked for someone that had a huge Matt Johnson fan from the One of the things I did was to go down to the Trafalgar Square Lions, because that's where he signed his CBS contract. His manager at the time insisted that he signed the contract on the back of one of the Lions at Trafalgar Square. So that one. But apart from that, it is actually quite rare. And when you've got a group that's big, you can't really steer off. You know, if a small group is fine, but yeah, occasionally you get that. But I do really encourage the quirky, weird things where possible. But mostly it's pretty mainstream.
And you don't get people that want to, I don't know, follow the footsteps of where Simon Cowell worked or anything like that?
God, I wouldn't know. I hope it does. I better find out just in case that happens. But no idea about Simon
Cowell. Well, that's interesting, because obviously nobody's asked, have they?
Well, I guess, yeah, it'll happen. Yeah. I think if it does, I'll think of you straight away. But it hasn't happened yet.
Thanks.
It's very rare to get anything in the last 25 years, to be honest with you. Oasis is pretty much it. A little bit of Radiohead. But past that, it's very 60s and 70s. With a little bit of 80s into, you know, and then the big ones that, you know, ever since. So Radiohead, Arctic Monkeys, Oasis, that kind of thing. But yeah, I'm one of the first things I do when I put the phone down to you is to get find out where Simon Cowell is, just in case.
Your walks, are you centred on central London? Because I guess, I mean, you could do umpteen walks if you took in some of the suburbs where the bands have been based.
Yeah, I'm pretty much the square mile, Soho. And then with a trail that goes up through Marylebone. So Manchester Square, where EMI was, and then across to Montague Square, where there was a very famous Beatles house, and then Baker Street, and then Ivor Court for the Rolling Stones. And then I kind of naturally, there's a path up to Abbey Road, always finishing with Abbey Road. They've just put a shop in at Abbey Road, actually, which is quite interesting. So there's something else to do now. Other than the crossing and the studio, there's a shop there for you to buy things, which is quite nice.
And when it gets to Abbey Road, I have occasionally looked at the Abbey Road webcam. Do you have to wait your turn to get the people who you're with to cross the road, because there's a log jam of other people waiting to cross the road to take the pictures?
Yeah, they can't. Yeah, you're quite right. I mean, you can go there and there only be two or three people, and then another time, you know, there can be a coach that drops 100 people off in one go. And it really is, you know, you need to be quite brave to stand right in the middle of the road where Ian McMillan stood. Well, he didn't stand, he was on top of a stepladder. But typically people stand on the side of the road and take a shot as best as they can. But I make sure that I stand in the middle of the road and I tell people exactly what to do. And also I remind them that for 24 hours they can go and watch themselves on the webcam, because they keep that archive for 24 hours. And it's quite interesting to go back and take a look at yourself and do a screen grab if you can. But yeah, it's really unpredictable. And that's one of the great things about it, really. I think if it was turned into a theme park where you had a ticket and so on, it would lose all of its appeal.
So how can people book you? Have you got a website?
Yeah, well, the website is rockwalk.co.uk, or Twitter, which is Rockwalk as well, or Facebook, which is Rockwalk or Rock Tours of London. But the main place is the website. It's rockwalk.co.uk, rockwalk, because that's what we do. Walk around at Soho.